write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaum. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Fine song that is, and I hope you all enjoyed our two-hour Christmas show one week ago, and we got Christmas songs spilling out, and we're going to play more tonight, and what a good time we're going to have, because I'm here to have a good time. I trust you are also. That was Minnesota Association of Songwriters member Tommy Ray Stokes with In the Christmas Joy. Very slick recording, too. Wow. Well, folks, I'm live for the first time in 4 weeks, and I apologize for that because I enjoy doing this show live because it's just has more pizzazz, I think. But 3 weeks ago, I had open mic, and 2 weeks ago, I had my grandchildren's Christmas program, and last week, I had the annual Christmas party at TJ's Tavern in Oakley, so just lots going on. December is a busy, busy month, but we're here now. And we're in the studios of KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. I want to remind you, we're replayed every Saturday at 1 p.m. on KKWE down there in Callaway. on White Earth Reservation. We're going to tell you more about that fine amper station in a few minutes here. Well, up next, a lady who sent me her CD this week. She sent me two, actually, so I'm doubly blessed. Her name is Colleen Dillon, and let me tell you, this is a stunning CD. And I listened to it on the way to East Grand Forks, and my jaw just about dropped. I couldn't believe how tuneful the songs are, how well-crafted they are. And I think it's a first effort on Colleen's. So I'm totally impressed, and I'm going to play those songs very often here on Minnesota Homebrew. We're going to do two this evening. First one titled Droplets.
So grim. I'm listening at the edge of the group. This conversation blows. Wishing I could hear your voice in this world to me that's closed. Somewhere we try to connect in bits and drops and pieces.
That's from her CD, The One to Love Is You, and that's Colleen Dillon. We're going to do another tune a little later, something on the lighter side. And we got a couple songs this evening by Greg Connor. Now, Greg is another member of MAS, and he's from Savage, Minnesota, likes to write songs and experiment with all kinds of instruments. He plays folk, Americana, country, and blues, and he likes to organize and participate in song challenges. Now, we do that, too, at our open mic at TJ's Tavern the second Thursday of every month. Our first song challenge was beer songs. And remember, I said I was going to bring my guitar tonight and play that. Well, I thought about it, and then I walked out without it. I just plumb zoned out. I'm sorry. Let me do that next week, because that's a song titled Beer. And at our last performance at open mic, we chose another topic for this next month, and it's crazy ex-girlfriends. I couldn't really think of any, so Andy gave me permission to write about his. So here's Greg Connor with a song that's very, very apropos, titled Winter Solstice. and this is with Mark Lofgren.
When the days are short and the evening so long, and the wind is shaking the trees, when the cold snow crunches beneath your feet, and your cheeks are starting to freeze, light a candle and I'll be home soon on the solstice night of the year. Well, the sun starts to climb from this evening on. It's the darkest time of the year. When the sad and daylight is overcome and the ground is hard as stone, when the dark of night just goes on and on, stay close to the warmth of home, light a candle and on the solstice night of the year. Well, the sun starts to climb from this evening on. It's the darkest time of the year.
Winter Solstice with Greg Connor, and accompanied by Mark Lofgren. And the longest day of the year was 8 days ago, December 21st. That's why I wanted to play that song tonight, because that was the winter solstice. Well, up next, a man who has been installed into the Minnesota Rock Country Hall of Fame 4 different times with 4 different groups. See if I can remember these. The Del Counts, Canoys, the Castaways, I believe. Yeah, can't remember the other one, but we sure know his name. It's Larry Suess, S-U-E-S-S, good German name. And here's a real touching tune titled Make Me an Instrument on Homebrew.
Make me an instrument to sound throughout the years.
An act never heard before on MHB.
Yes, up next, Ron Pence. Now, Ron is also a member of MAS, which is kind of funny. It's almost like I'm doing an MAS show because Larry was too, but that's the folks that really step forward when it comes time to submit material. And I requested a lot of Christmas and holiday kind of music, and that's what I got. And we're going to be doing an all MAS show next week because we do that the first Thursday of every month. And then the second Thursday of every month is our Twin Spin show. And then the other Thursdays are sort of free-for-all. So don't forget, you can submit your music by going to our Facebook page and clicking on About. You can learn how to do that. So, yes, back to Ron Pence, though. Yes, what does our website say about Ron Pence, mnsongwriters.org. It simply says he writes pop tunes, ballads, and piano music. I'm going to have to get a little longer bio from Ron, but here's another appropriately titled song, It's Winter, on Homebrew.
It's winter, it's winter time. We're anxious for some snow. We listen, the wind is knocking. It tells more than we know. As the skies turn gray, trees bend away. The moon soon winks and wanes. It storms all night, transformed to white, gets gazed through window panes. We wonder, wonder how those snowmen grew to be so very tall. Yes, it's winter time, when the landscape is so sublime. The snowman's frosty breath rides, excitement fills the kids' eyes. Then they share tales of skiing through mountain dales. The snowmen offer us rides on their sleds over hillsides. With snow so high, we seem to fly in the sky. We slide on blue ice. We twirl around twice. Up in the air we all fall, like lofted snowballs. We know that winter time's a special place where snowmen come alive. All scream and laugh as snowballs sail, like shooting stars with streaking tails. The snowmen roll around on snowy ground, their big soft bellies grow. Leaps and bounds, winter is the time we share with our new backyard friends. Then as winter slowly melts away, it's the goodbyes that we say. The snowmen wave and give out loud cheers as they yell, we'll see you all next year.
Nice voice and very interesting arrangement. Cool song. It's Winter by Ron Pence. Ron, send me more songs. Just want to mention that for all of our artists, not all of you have a Facebook page, and it's not my goal in life to make you get one, because it certainly is fraught with all sorts of interesting perils. But if you do have a Facebook page, I like to go on to it the morning of our show and post that we're going to play one of your songs, because then your friends and fans can see that. And I post a link there to how they can tune in at 7 p.m. every Thursday. And it not only builds your fan base, but it builds our listener base. So kind of a fun thing to do. So if you don't have a Facebook page, consider getting one. That'd be fun. Yeah, some of the things I come up with now, this is not an original melody. This is a parody of a tune by a, sort of Minnesota artist, Mr. John Denver. And I found this, I don't know where, a couple weeks ago on YouTube, and I got quite a kick out of it, because it was a group called Comfort Station from the 70s and maybe early 80s, and they played live on Dave Moore's Bedtime News. Remember that zany show? And Comfort Station would do parodies of different shows. They seemed to like to pick on Mr. Denver. So we're going to do Comfort Station with their take on Back Home Again.
Shadow out to Aspen, Colorado, and I bought myself a mountain in the sky. The grass is so much greener, 'cause it's just a misdemeanor to be Colorado Rocky Mountain high. Gee, it's Nickelback can cost you almost 10. Hey, Angie, butler's serving cocktails by the pool. The wife went to her mother's. Gee, I'm having fun. Since I sent the kids back east to private school.
She lives in Baudette, Minnesota, where just about every red-blooded fisher person wants to live this time of year, because I hear that the fish are really biting up there. I always go up in the middle of the winter and don't catch anything. I understand you want to go early or late. But that was Vicki Morrison Goble with Everybody Wants You, Baby. Well, up next, another Christmas song sent in by Bruce Bolt from Windham, Minnesota. We play a lot of his music off his I Ain't No Goats CD. He plays folk and country music, and he's president of the Prairie Wind Folk Music and Bluegrass Association down that way. And we are really underrepresented by songwriters in the southwest of Minnesota. I think Bruce is the only one down in that way. So come on, folks, if you know of anyone, we'd love to play your music, because our motto is, you send it, we'll play it. Hey, I trust you had a good Christmas, too. That was awful fun sitting around the tree and watching Olivia and Odin and Oswin opening their gifts. And I think my favorite gift was a year World Explorer subscription to Ancestry.com, because I love genealogy and helping other people do their genealogies. So here's Bruce Bolt with Christmas in My Hometown on MHB.
Children sledding in Abbey Park, struggling to climb back up the hill. Daddy, there's snow down the back of my neck. Well, that's Christmas. Yes, that's Christmas in my courthouse building. People strolling around the square, dashing out of the cold into the eatery. Well, that's Christmas. Yes, that's in my hometown. Well, the river, it's frozen, a ribbon of ice. The children are smiling, dreams are coming true. The chimes are playing Christmas tune. Well, that's Christmas. Yes, that's Christmas in my hometown. Well, that's Christmas. Yes, that's Christmas in my.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Ah, yes, it wouldn't be a homebrew without some beer news, because our title, as you can guess, is a double entendre. And we can finally talk freely about this company. I was told to kind of keep it under wraps for a while, but they finally had their coming out party, and now they're available in about 30 different bars in the Twin City area, on tap only. The company's called Cosmos Brewing. They're out of White Bear Lake. And, well, I have to admit, I haven't tried the beer because I haven't been down there. But when I do, I'm definitely going to try it. My son also said he'll bring me a growler or two when he comes back up this way. But Cosmos is owned by a fella named Daryl. And Daryl is a musician. He used to play with Jason Shannon Band, and then Jared Kamick is the brewmaster, and Jared plays in the group called the Mad Libs, so there's all sorts of musical connections here. But just wanted to mention that they have several offerings. One's called Planet XPA. It's extreme floral fruitiness, rare golden grains make up the terrestrial body. Their website's full of terrestrial and outer space sort of language. Anyway, it's spicy and bitter notes, and alcohol by volume 5.8, IBU, International Bitterness Unit 58, so it's fairly hoppy, not super. And then they've got one called Crop Formation, which is a wit beer, and it's 6% and 18 on the IBU. So this is kind of a wussy beer. This is the one I would drink. And then there's one called Habitable Saison, and it is 5.4 and only 18 IBUs. And it's, what do they say about that? The red dwarf sun radiates through with a pink hue, while busy-bodied Bretonomites fight for palate supremacy. Ha, ha, ha. And they got one called Cosmonaut. And it doesn't, no, there's no description on this one, but it's evidently a dark beer, 5.2% alcohol, 40 on the IBUs. And one called Dark Martian, 7.1% alcohol. Now, Andy, my beer-drinking friend who's listening, I hope, this one is going to probably be of most interest to you. It's 50 on the IBUs. And that's and there's more. There's an IRA and a light source and something called Puppy Chow Porter, which is to be determined. It's in the works. CosmosBrewing.com. Check them out. If you're in the cities, look for them. I know they're... oh, man, where are they at? I'm just trying to figure out where they're at. Your favorite place of alcoholic dispenses. We promised another song by Colleen Dillon from her CD. And this one's short, only 1 minute 17 seconds. It's called The Bastard Tried. Fun song.
The bastard tried to steal my money. I'd be broke and it ain't funny. The bastard tried to steal my money, 'cause he ain't got none. You think I'm dumb, you think I'm stupid, falling for a black-hearted cupid. You think I'm dumb, you think I'm stupid, but you were dead wrong. It's a strange thing when someone can pull strings. It's a sad day, but you can't break my heart this way. I don't know what I was thinking. You're so smooth and now I'm drinking. I don't know what I was thinking. I wish you were dead. It's a strange thing when someone can hold those strings. It's a
a white violin in the window of the store, and the stuff that dreams are made of made him want it more. He went home and told his mama all about his dreams and how it sparked an ember, this violin he'd seen. For months he saved his money, then he rushed back to the store. They said someone had bought it just the day before. He went home and told his mama. She knew how hard he'd tried. Then she rocked him like a baby in his bedroom while he cried. She said, all things come in time, for every time a place. Do you know how much I love you, son. Then she kissed his face. She said, you've got something better. A fire that burns within, and you'll find that it shines brighter than that white violin. There was a white violin in the window of the store, and the stuff that dreams are made of made him want it more. And the Christmas lights came early, but they didn't shine so bright in the window of the music store. They didn't look quite right. There was a big shiny box when Christmas morning came. He knew it was a violin, but it wouldn't be the same. But the instrument kept calling from its case of reptile skin. Tears filled his eyes when he looked inside. It was that white violin. She said, all things come in time, for every time a place. Do you know how much I love you, son? Then she kissed his face. She said, you've got something better. A fire that burns within, and you'll find that it shines brighter than that white violin. You'll find that it shines brighter, son, than your white violin.
That, of course, was Red Johnson, formerly of Detroit Lakes, who lives in Champlin, Minnesota, and winters down in Texas. Tejas. I need to get down to Texas to see my brother Bill. I haven't seen him in about 12 years, and we talk just about every week, sometimes a couple times. Hey, I feel like something by Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra. Here's A Real Fine Day When the Circus Comes to Town. I like the circus. Do you?
It's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. And it's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. Well, the fat lady sings, dancing, bows, and circus sounds. And it's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. It's a real fine day. 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 When the circus comes to town. It's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. And it's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. Dixie, the elephant, strong man, and circus clowns. And it's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. It's a real fine day. 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 When the circus comes to town.
Oh,
Snake pits and satyrs, Miss Louise, and a dam full of gators. Four full stout men with a barrel underneath, and strong man will pick them all up with his teeth. The blind mendicant and the paraplegic dwarf, the acrobat trapeze, the girl on a horse. She need a half gun, looks like a toy in JoJo. The dog plays ball. It's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. And it's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. Well, the fine ladies sing, dance, and bass when the circus sounds. And it's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. It's a real fine day. 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 When the circus comes to town.
Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra out of the down New Ulm area, St. Peter, that area. That's a group I definitely want to hear if I could. But I don't get very far south very often. We're way up here in Thief River Falls, and it's real nice community. No complaints whatsoever, except for the train. God, I hate it when those trains come through town because they hold us up sometimes for 40 minutes. But we did finally build an underpass down on the south side of town, and that's okay. But if you're way up in the north, you know, just about the time you get down there, the train would clear and you could go across. So it's a conundrum at best. Well, we promised another song by Greg Conner tonight, and thinking ahead to the new year, 2017, what does it hold in store for you? For me, it's working probably another full year as I turn 67 in July and try to figure out how to retire. If you got any ideas, let me know. Here's Greg with a song very appropriate for the new year titled Let's Start Anew. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Let's start a new way of walking, a new way of walking down the same old avenue. Let's start a new way of seeing. A new way to look at life, just like we used to do. Let's start a new way of living. It's time to have a whole new attitude. Let's start a new way of caring, a new way of sharing all the love I have for you. Let's start our lives all over again before time runs out and there's nothing left. Let's start a new way of loving, loving like some wild teenage fools. Let's start a new kind of feeling. New kind of confidence in everything we do. Let's start our lives all over again before time runs out and there's nothing left to do. Let's start anew, a new way of talking, a new way of walking down the same old avenue.
Joy, 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 joy. Joy, 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 joy. Joy, 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 joy. Joy. Whose birthday is it do we celebrate? Where everyone gets a present, and each and every year we decorate for Jesus, that's who. It ain't Santa Claus that we honor, nor the star on top of the tree. Even wise men knew what they were looking for. Jesus, that's who. Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Joy, 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 joy. Joy, 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 joy. Joy, 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 joy. Joy. Whose birthday is it anyway? Whose birthday do we celebrate? Whose birthday is it anyway? Jesus, that's who. Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Oh yeah. Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday to you now. Joy, 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 joy. Joy, 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 joy. Joy, 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 joy. Joy. Oh yeah. Give me a joy.
John Bennett was the first president of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters and is also a co-founder of the Minnesota Association of Christian Songwriters. This isn't a Christian music show, but hey, I think music is music. If I like it, I'll play it. Why? Because I can. Minnesota Homebrew every Thursday evening, 7 to 8 p.m. here on Pioneer 90.1, usually followed by Folk Alley, but I'm not sure what's up. It looks like a hodgepodge of tunes this evening. Second hour starting out with Someone to Lose by Wilco here. So always something different here on Homebrew. We have polka music on Monday night. We have classical music on Tuesday night. jazz and stuff on Wednesday night, original Minnesota songwriters on Thursday night. Just lots of fun here. And it's a joy and a pleasure and a privilege to work for Pioneer 90.1 here in TRF. Well, we only have time, really, for one more song, and it's by the guy from Avon, Minnesota. Sent it to me today. Said, I remastered it, and I said, well, if I have time, I'll play it right at the end of the show, and sure enough, I have time. So let's end the whole thing this evening with Doug Milloway's Doesn't Really Matter. And, you know, folks, whether it comes to music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. And God willing, we'll see you again next week live here on Minnesota Homebrew.
I've been lonely way too long. I thought I'd sit and write you a song. Mr. Lady, where are you now? I know I have to find you somehow. Are you taller? Are you shorter? How will I know? Emily, Elizabeth, or maybe Mary Jo? Doesn't really matter, a sign will surely show the way to you. I saw you walking through the library door. You dropped all your papers on the very quiet floor. I helped you pick them up one by one. You whispered thanks and smiled at me when we were all done. Are you single? Are you taken? How will I know? Walks on beaches, plums or peaches, angels in the snow. Doesn't really matter, a sign will surely show the way to you. Played so hard, it makes you wanna cry. We see the younger generation try to find their way. You look at me and smile when you hear our daughter say, is he taller, is he shorter, how will I know? Jonathan, Jeremiah, or maybe Plato Joe. Doesn't really matter, a sign will surely show the way to you. Is he taller? Is he shorter? How will I know? Jonathan, Jeremiah, or maybe Plato Joe. Doesn't really matter, a sign will surely show the way to you. Is he taller? Is he shorter? How will I know?